This is CliffCentral.com.
I'm furious about this because, again, it seems that there is this false equivalency going on, that there's a cognitive dissonance between what people are saying and what they stand for and what they're doing. It seems that when something good happens, it can never be called good unless it comes from a certain group of people. It can never be called bad unless it comes from another group of people. And it works both ways. But to these people, it's also totally the responsibility of others to make the world a better place, and totally their responsibility to bitch about how it isn't fair. You know, we celebrated 2 years of CliffCentral.com on May the 1st, and May the 1st used to be called May Day, which is traditionally the most important date on the calendar for communists and socialists the world over. And we'll deal with socialism one day. But it's entirely accurate, and I've yet to find an argument to the contrary, to say that there is no part of the world at any time in human history where socialism has ever resulted in anything but misery, suffering, oppression, and all the other things for ordinary people that are not terribly pleasant. If you think bread lines are okay, then you and I can't agree. Anything from radical communism to liberal democracy means you're on the left, this is traditionally, and on the right, anything from reactionary fascism right the way through to conservatism used to be called the right. Today I want to talk about how all of that has changed and how your freedom of expression is under threat, not from the right wing, but from the left wing, the regressive left wing. I'm a socially liberal guy. I believe that you should be able to put anything you want into your body. If you like smoking weed, if you like having sex with women, if you like having sex with men, if you like doing things that other people would consider morally or ethically reprehensible, as long as you do that to yourself and you don't hurt other people, you should be able to do it. I'm a social liberal. You should be able to decide what you do with your house, who you associate with, what you spend your money on, what you spend your businesses doing. These days, the most educated, free-thinking people in the world would probably agree with that. You should be in charge of your own life. There are some people who think that your thoughts should be policed. There are some people who think that your language should be policed. There are people who occupy what they perceive to be the moral high ground, and they will shout you down when you say things that they don't like. They should decide what books you read. They should decide what's acceptable coverage in the news, which points of view are allowed in public, and they call that free speech, by the way. And they call what you're saying hate speech if you disagree with them. I'll call it what it is. It's fascism. These are totalitarian fascists, and they're on the left. They're not on the right of the political spectrum. They're communists, feminists, black supremacists, anarcho-capitalists, whatever the hell that means. And they're destructive, divisive, oppressive, and they're just wrong. These people used to be in lunatic asylums, and they used to have book clubs. But now they're in academia, they're in the mainstream media. You'll find them in the highest rungs of the political class. Their weapons are things called feelings, trigger words, microaggressions, outrage. They prefer not to debate things sensibly or civilly, like we would here now. They're always shrill, they're always hysterical, they've invented an entire lexicon of non-existent prejudices in order to occupy what they think is the moral high ground. What has become mainstream in the media is to let these people talk to us in rhetorical, nonsensical terms and to go unchallenged. Well, it's not going to happen anymore. What they're peddling is bullshit, and I'm going to do here everything I can to stop this bullying, stultifying, regressive nonsense. And I want to send it back to the ridiculous university safe spaces it comes from. I'm going to mock and ridicule and cajole and tease these social justice warriors out of their safe spaces and into places where their vapid ideas can be challenged with evidence, with facts, with adult temperament. And if they won't come, then we'll just move on into the future without them. There is not widespread racism. Most people just want to get on with their lives. Colonialism isn't the most important thing that happened in Africa. Post-colonial governments abused their people just as much. There is no such thing in the mainstream as rape culture. Not in the sense that young men who use the word bitch on campus are an affront to female equality. We've moved beyond that. Rhodes falling was just a proxy, in many cases, for some of the protesters, for white people, and a stupid, vacuous victory for a hysterical mob that won absolutely nothing in return except to cow the frightened professors of that shattering institution into submission. The social justice warriors that bullied Mnet into firing me in January forced me to go to court to expose that I had said nothing racist or dangerous at all. All I'd said is I believe in freedom of speech, and that I was prepared to defend that right in court. The enemy of the social justice warrior is a person who isn't self-flagellating, a woman who isn't a victim of some evil patriarchal conspiracy. To a social justice warrior, that is heresy. All white people are evil. All women are victims. If a woman doesn't think she's a victim, then she's internalized that misogyny. She just doesn't know any better, so she needs a social justice warrior to speak on her behalf. Likewise, if you're a black person who doesn't toe the line exactly and stick to black collectivism, even when you disagree with that as an individual, then you must be an Uncle Tom or a house nigger. By these hate groups, that's the kind of thing you'll be called. They see race as nothing more than a political prop and as a monolith with which to lump you into a bunch of intrinsic characteristics that might not even apply to you. I'll quote C.S. Lewis, which I don't do very often. He said, "Of all tyrannies, a tyrannical society, sincerely exercised for the good of its victims, may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep. His cupidity may at some point be satiated, but for those who torment us for our own good, they will torment us without end, and they'll do so with the approval of their own conscience." We're sick of being lied to by people who tell us only stories that support a rickety agenda, scurrilous white sycophants who cozy up to the most insane, radical black leaders in an attempt to deal with a preponderance of white guilt on their part. We see through you, and they see through you. The soft bigotry of low expectations is the most racist thing of all. And no one could even concoct this. It does anti-racism no good. We're tired of moralizing unfunny comedians like Conrad Koch, whose arguments are so brittle that he has to voice them through the blandest puppet ever brought onto a stage. We're tired of boring journalists like ENCA's Nicholas Bauer telling us about the elite and the middle class that he's clearly part of, with disingenuous self-loathing that can only qualify as lying. I'm tired of running into people on social media like Gillian Schutte, who I encountered the other day for the first time, an aging, unspectacular, white leftist zealot who describes any opinion other than hers as violence against her. Get a grip, honey. No one's even interested in violence with you. The Rhodes Must Fall movement, so bereft of any kind of morality that they now boast online about terrorizing a racist and then attack the people who try to help her. Well, not a racist in this case, just an ordinary young girl. That's not just bad manners, it's uncivilized. We're tired of hearing the left throwing words like misogynist and racist and bigot around like confetti at anyone who disagrees with their narrow agenda. Don't you realize you're making these words less powerful? And there's a place for these words. There is real racism. There is real misogyny. We need to address this at the people who are the most guilty of it. But you're watering it down to the extent now where it's become a word that is having less and less meaning every time you throw it at people. I am tired of everybody who says that we're not individuals, that we must be black, or we must be white, or we must be men, we must be women, we must be straight, we must be gay, we must be transgender. And our only usefulness to these leftists is in complying with those stereotypical boxes that they want to shove us into. If you think that political correctness has gone mad, if you think that it's time that someone stood up to this crazy clutch of social justice warriors, that time needs to be now. That person needs to be you. And we're going to drag bad ideas into the spotlight and expose them for all their flaws, all their fallacies. I won't stop until every single rubbish idea has been smashed and sense has prevailed. This will be a place where free speech will be tolerated, even stupid speech, until we can figure out which really is which. by evidence, by argument, and by fact, not by the feelings and the fascism of some fat, entitled, ranting social justice warrior. The best thing I have learnt about these people is that when you say these magic words, go fuck yourself to them, nothing really bad happens.
This is CliffCentral.com.